The Ticket.
Podcasts are brought to you in part by Lewis Jewelers, the official jeweler of The Ticket and proud partner of Michigan Athletics.
And we are back, folks, here on the Michigan Insider on Sports Talk 1050 WTKA, online at WTKA.com. Folks, for all of your Michigan apparel and merchandise needs, make sure to visit the Emden home of Proud Box. Proud Box is the official monthly subscription box of the Michigan Wolverines. Each delivery brings great clothing, gifts, and treats for Wolverine fans and students alike. It's the ideal pick-me-up for students away from home or the ultimate spirit booster for football fanatics of any age. Proud Box Fan Box subscribers can win VIP access and more, including on-field game day experiences, Jack Roth Stadium Club tickets, tailgate experience with former Michigan quarterback John Wengler, a $500 MDN shopping spree. How about that? And even a radio booth experience with Dan Dierdorf and Jim Brandstatter. To subscribe or for prize details and official rules, fans can visit MDN.com, the MDN and the Victors Collection, the official outfitters of Sports Talk 1050, WTK, The Ticket. You know, where I remember, I also remember when we went down to Ohio to watch, you know, because we wanted to see Ant Wright. Al Legion wanted to go down there and check him out, too. And so he... you know, we actually caught a ride down there with them. And I remember after the game seeing Rondo. You remember Rondo?
Yes.
Rajon Rondo, whoever his girlfriend was at that time, gave him the bit.
Because he was signing autographs and she was ready to go.
She was ready to go. And, man, when I say she...
she was on fire.
I thought Rondo, when I saw him...
I thought that was going to be
madness. I was like, my man, he'll never be able to lead a team. No. I mean, and obviously I was wrong, but just watching the way that she bossed him around that day, it's like, oh, man, this dude... I mean, it was more than bossing around.
Man.
She was scolding him. It was like she was his mom.
And he was in the process signing autographs for kids.
And he was trying to explain to her, and she was...
Let's
up
go.
Here.
Hurry up.
It's like, what? It's like, oh, this dude is soft. Yeah. There's no way he'll run the team. Obviously, I was wrong.
Props to him, though, man, for standing there and signing the autographs for the youngsters.
Yeah. So we've been talking about some of the misses. You remember Patrick Beverly?
Come on, man.
So Patrick Beverly.
Shout out to Lisa Beverly. Shout out.
I saw her in a commercial.
Really?
Yeah, she did a commercial. Lisa Beverly is Patrick Beverly's
mom.
Terrific
lady. Terrific lady.
That's another guy as we process disappointment, right? Mm-hmm. You know, I was explaining to my brother-in-law, who went with me to the NBA camp, shot pictures of DJ Carden. And I was explaining to him, look, man, yes, it was definitely the case that many of us believe, and I still believe that he was leaning to Michigan.
Oh,
if you asked me, you know, leading up the day before, I still thought, despite what we were hearing about him having some questions about playing time, still thought that he was going to pick Michigan. But we knew that that was something that had been raised.
No David DeJulius, no Eli Brooks.
Yeah. We had heard that he had raised that issue. Mm-hmm. So knew it could be a thing.
Right.
But even if it had come totally out of the blue, you know, I'm to the point, and what I try to condition fans, it's like you try to mitigate the disappointment by letting them know about everything that's out there. Yes, looking good, but he did raise PT.
Right.
And then we've seen John Beilein rebound so well from other losses that there's no reason not to be confident in his ability to do so again. But even if we didn't have that, we've seen so many other losses before that I'm just like to the point where it's like on to the next one. So Patrick Beverly is a perfect example because that was a guy that seemed like he was earmarked for Michigan.
Yeah.
I remember we got someone told us that Tommy was going to be.
I think his mom told us that. We interviewed his mom.
And she said, yeah, Tommy Amaker is going to be at the game today.
Now, mind you, this is in the middle of the week. Sam says, hey, man, Tommy's going to be in Chicago. Hey, let's go. We drive down to Chicago.
Because it was a big game. That was Patrick Beverly versus Derrick Rose, wasn't it?
It sure was.
Patrick Beverly versus Derrick Rose, big time game. Yep. No. That game was Patrick Beverly versus the kid that wound up going to Kansas. The point guard that ended up going to Kansas. Can't remember his name. Forgive me. He flamed out. And then we went back to see in the city playoffs to see Patrick Beverly play Derrick Rose. Right. But we went down there on a whim. to catch him in action, and mm-hmm. he was big time into Michigan.
Yeah,
because he was under the radar. Michigan had really the first big program
to be all over him. And Mom really liked that.
And he was really, really, really feeling Michigan.
Yeah.
But as had been the case, I mean, we talked about with Torrey Jackson, how, you know, there was advice from elsewhere with, mm-hmm. with Patrick Beverly. It was his high school coach. And I don't think I've ever told this story on the air. So Michigan was set to get Patrick Beverly. They were. But if you recall, when Brian Ellerbe was fired, there was a coach on his staff. You know what coach I'm talking about? Shout out to T. Green. Terrence Green from Flint, Michigan. From Flint, Michigan. Back in the days of those
Score Deluxe.
Those great Flint teams. And he's obviously, you know, I don't know if he still lives in the area, but I know he was very active over
T. Green.
At Ipsy. But Tommy didn't retain him with his staff, right? And so T. Green, you know, his boy was the coach
at
Patrick Beverly's school. And so when push came to shove and it was time for Patrick Beverly to pick a school, his coach was like, there is no way you are going to play for Tommy Amaker.
Period.
Because look what he did to my man T. Green. And he didn't come. And he became, I mean, there's so many.
Which is foolish in itself.
It is. So many stories like that, though.
It is. It's just that one. We even heard rumors. We weren't there, so we can't confirm. I know I can't confirm them. That when it was time for him to announce his college decision, it was delayed because of an awful lot of arguing in the back amongst his mom and himself about him going to Arkansas.
You know, but it worked out for him.
Absolutely.
Worked out very well for him. At the end of the day, you just wanted to work out for the guys.
Yeah. Yeah.
It worked out great for him. Clearly, you know, he's taking care of his mom, which mm-hmm. is awesome to see.
Yeah.
And I'm just glad. A good dude. Those were some
it's
late
funny,
nights.
When we talk to these families, you know, is disappointment that we can't talk to them even more when they end up going to other schools. Is because for us, there's a lot of kids that we know now and in the past that haven't come to Michigan,
yep.
and we still have relationships with them.
Hey, like, you know, I'm still cool
with Darrell Summers, Kalen Lucas. We still kick it. You know,
remember we were down at the Final Four. We ran into Gary Harris's dad.
Yes. Michigan, sat down with him.
Yep. Broke bread with Gary Harris. Yeah.
Great guy.
You know, Michigan was right there. He went to Michigan State, and mm-hmm. he still showed love.
Yeah,
he still showed love
an awful lot. I want to say this about Coach Beilein real quick, just to show you how he's changed. Because usually when he comes to the game, Coach has a business attire on. You know, nice shirt, crisp. You know, nice tie, maybe a tie, but nice crisp blue shirt. You know, I sat with him a couple of times at some games. Me and him sat and talked, and I was at the Pershing versus Chandler Park game, and that's when his name escapes me, the point guard for Pershing at the time. He went to Oakland U, Cleveland Cavaliers.
Kay Felder
was playing against Derek Walton. Willie Mitchell was sitting in the front row talking so much trash to Derek. By the way, Derek dropped a couple threes on him, walked past Willie and was like, what's up now? Anyway. So who strolls in? Coach Beilein with Coach B.A. in an Adidas Run DMC jogging suit with the shell toe. If you're a shoe head, sneaker head, you know what them shell toes are all about. And I mean, Coach has some swagger walking in, and he turns some heads. You know, it's like, is that Beilein? Oh, yeah, that's Coach Beilein. And fortunately, made me feel good, walked right over to me and chilled with me most of the game, chilling and talking. So through the years, he still probably wears those crisp shirts.
I mean,
he had the Adidas on and now it's the Jordan wear.
Yeah, his shoe of choice, the Jordan 3s.
Oh.
You know, the cement Jordans. That's his shoe. I see him in those quite a bit. Yeah. And you know they have their choice. They have the pick of the litter.
Oh yeah.
They don't extend that to the us common folk out here. You know, we gotta deal with the, you know, with the new ones. And every now and then we might get a retro. So they gave us some. We were able to get into the retro 12s.
Yeah.
Recently,
I'm just amazed how that has changed perception. And this is just a younger generation. You know, I just hear kids talking now when, like, the deal first came for Michigan when they signed with Jordan. These kids lost their doggone mind out here. Michigan signed with Jordan? Oh, man, I got to get those. It's like, okay, well, what about the squad? The squad is playing well. What about that? So, it's just the kids today with the style, with the swag. That Jordan just thing just took them to a whole nother level.
Well, you know, we obviously spent most of the day talking basketball, and I just felt it was fitting to, in light of the news that John Beilein's extension is done.
Yes.
Which is great to hear.
Yes.
You've heard me say several times, best coach that we've seen on the hardwood here in Ann Arbor, and going to be here guaranteed for another 5 or so years. So,
Using that in recruiting. Well, hey, he's not going to be here long. Nope, can't do that.
Yeah, so wanted to spend some time on that. Tomorrow, though, Dre will be back. And we'll get into some football because, you know, Larry Fedora has, I don't know that he set out to.
I don't think he meant it like that, but it came across.
No, I think he meant what he said. I just don't know that he meant for it to be a national story.
Oh, you had to figure that was going to be that,
I don't think he did.
That explosive during these times, you kind of have to keep your mouth shut or be very careful at what you say.
And so I want to get into tomorrow, you know, parents and the decision to let their kids play football. I know your boys did. You got one on scholarship.
Shout out to Shadron State.
Out west.
And out in Nebraska.
And then another one getting recruited now. Mm-hmm. So football has been very, very instrumental.
Yeah. Yeah.
For your kids, and I am committed. You know, it's a back and forth with my wife right now about Quincy.
But it's an understandable conversation.
I feel like some of the risk has been, involved in the sport has been mitigated.
Yeah.
And I think I'm comfortable with that. Mm-hmm. And I feel like there are some lessons that are unique to contact sports.
It is.
And I was just saying, you know, you look up at social media and you see people say things that you know that if push came to shove and it came time for people to really see if you're about this life. What you just said on the computer, would you say that to me?
No.
You know that most of the people that do that on a computer won't. But a contact sport, you are met with that adversity. I mean,
you run
through this hole and this man is going to hit you.
Yeah.
And you got to run through it again.
Yeah.
Are you going to do it? And there's something about that kind of adversity that I think is valuable.
Mm-hmm.
But I understand that there are a lot. And that's not the only sport that you get lessons from. OK,
true.
I want to be clear on that. But I just think that this is one adversity laden aspect of a contact sport that I do think would be missed if the sport went away. So I'm sensitive to that. But what he had to say about there being no link to CTE was just
like, are you listening?
Man,
are you paying attention?
I'm going to get into that decision-making process for parents tomorrow. We'll talk about that. We'll have you back, Dre.
Oh, yeah.
We'll get into some more recruiting. Hope you guys
had
a good time.
Appreciate you, man.
On the basketball side. If you had anything, some questions that in all of our chat, all of our chatter we didn't get to, we will certainly be able to get to it tomorrow. Just shoot us an email, give us a call. You can also tweet us at Michigan Insider. Until then, coming up next is Inside the Huddle with Michael Spath. The Jim Rome Show will follow that at noon, followed by the M Zone at 3. Tomorrow, Dre will join me again. We'll have John Ubacon on. Miz will be back as well here on the Michigan Insider on Sports Talk 1050 WTK, The Ticket, the official voice of University of Michigan Sports, Ann Arbor, a Cumulus station.